I am the alchemist, and I'm here to help people transform their lives to gold. And it shakes your psyche almost, because it shakes me back to, okay, I'm not Janet. I'm just not this tired person, overwhelmed. I'm here for something greater. And whatever that is for you, when you can reconnect to that, that's a get out of the funk inducer. So it helps summon the best part of yourself.
I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy, practical wisdom for leaders. If you're looking for leadership mentoring, advice, or just a dose of inspiration, I've got you covered. Join me as I share leadership tips and lessons of experience from experts and from executives at the top of their game. This is your go-to place for all things leadership. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Let's go.
I'll bet you know what it feels like when you're at your best. You're in the flow and you're just rocking it on all cylinders. Think of that feeling when you look forward to getting out of the bed in the morning. You're excited about what you're doing. You're excited about your contributions. And you look in the mirror and you actually like the person you see reflecting back at you, both physically and mentally. You're having a good hair day. Everything is rocking and grooving just the way you like it. You also feel connected somehow. You feel connected to an electric energy and you feel like you can conquer the world. You are in the groove. You know that feeling? And I'll bet if you're like me and most of the coaching clients I work with, you also know too well what it feels like to lose that feeling and to lose that groove. To feel so overwhelmed and burnt out that you're no longer excited about what you're doing. You soothe yourself. And so that's when you start soothing yourself with convenience foods, the chocolate cake, the ice cream. And the last thing you'd feel like doing is working out. So even though people say getting in the groove working out, that's the last thing you feel like doing. You're going through the motions of your day. And things weigh on you, like heavy responsibilities feel heavy. Everything feels heavy when you're out of this groove. And everything feels like a duty rather than meaningful. You know the feeling? When you just don't have that groove, that flow. Even as someone who loves what I do for a living, on most days, I love what I do for a living, I can find myself losing my groove as well. And I really love what I do. I don't even consider it a job. I consider it a calling. And when I'm overworked, overwhelmed, or just bored with routine tasks, or I'm lacking a challenge, or I'm lacking something different, I can lose that groove as well. And think about it. My job, and I'm sure many of your jobs, require you to be 110% there, especially if you're a leader in the so many people are counting on you. And even those of you that are parents, you know, you've got to be 110% there. And it's my job as a coach, I've got to be 110, 150% present with my clients or as a consultant or anything that I'm doing. I can't be half there. I really can't afford to be out of the groove. But I can still find myself depleted of energy without any left for me at the end of the overbooked days with all this stuff I'm doing. And so today I wanted to talk about four strategies that both I use and I also offer to my clients, and they use them to get at least a little bit back into that groove when you're feeling out of it. Because some of us don't have the luxury of taking a vacation out off for months and going groove hunting. So how do you snap back into that groove and regain that groove? So that's what I want to talk about. So the first thing, and this is really a simple one. All of these things are simple, by the way. But it's a simple one, but it's an intentional one. And it's really identifying your triggers and plan a counter trigger. So what do I mean by that? What does that mean, that word trigger and counter trigger? What I mean by that is that over time, you probably know what triggers burnout for you. So learn to recognize what those triggers are. What are those things that are going to cause you to feel burnt out? Like, for example, for me, working on too many routine detailed tasks creates total overwhelm for me. And I know that it sounds kind of silly because they're not hard and they're not difficult things to do, but they just feel overwhelming because I am not, let's put it this way, my strength is not to focus on details. I'm so much more of a big picture person that when I have too many detailed tasks I have to do, I feel totally overwhelmed. Doing the same thing over and over again is more overwhelming for me than having too many things to do, which I know sounds weird, but I can have 900 things on my plate. But if I have this one detailed task that I have to do over and over again, I could go crazy. So that's a trigger. So I know that. Another trigger for me where I start to lose my groove and I start to drain my energy is being around toxic behaviors. And what I mean by that is being around people who are toxic in their attitude, very negative. And then I feel powerless to influence change. Like no matter what you say to these people, nothing sticks. It's like, it's negative, negative, negative. So that's a trigger for me. And I start to lose my groove. It's like, oh, you know, it's almost like they sucks the energy out of you. And I know you know what I mean. I know you've probably experienced this as well. And so many of my clients talk about this as well. So when you recognize these triggers, so those are my triggers, right? And you know that these are going to cause overwhelm and you can't avoid them sometimes. And they're going to put you into a groove reducing state, as I would call it. It's like, oh, you know, I've got all these detailed tasks to do, or I'm going to be around someone who has real toxic negative energy. Plan the antidotes in advance. So what do I mean? For example, if I'm going to be doing repetitive work for an extended period of time, if I know I've got to, for example, edit or proofread something over and over again to look for errors, et cetera, I plan a light at the end of the tunnel activity that is pleasurable and enjoyable. And I say, okay, when I'm done with this, I'll engage in that. So for example, for me, it's like, okay, if I can get through these detailed tasks that I have to do for today, then I'm going to go and do some mindless window shopping. And I know that sounds superficial, but for me, that is a groove back getter because I don't have to think. I can go inside, look around, look at fabrics, look at what's in style. And it just starts to appeal to all my senses, I think. I'm not sure exactly what happens when I do that, but it's a no-brain type of activity where I just walk around, look around, window shop, and it allows a recharge. It allows me to just kind of get into my senses and get my energy back. So that's an example. And that may be a very simplistic one, but I'm sure there are things that you can plan for as your reward, knowing, okay, I've got to get through this trigger activity, but here's what I'm going to plan at the end to make sure I recharge. Well, that's one of the things. The other one, number two of four, and this one you hear a lot, and you hear it almost to the point where it's become cliche, and I can't even stress the importance of it, because it's not only so powerful, but it's so important, and this is practicing regular, non-negotiable self-care. When your physical body and spiritual self are neglected, it really is hard to rebound out of a funk. So what I'm saying is you're building up your capacity to rebound when you get into a funk. And when you're just depleted, and you know, I know you know that feeling of just, oh, I just have nothing. I've got nothing. Then you are not going to be able to rebound out of it. I'm not going to be able to rebound out of it. So if you prioritize your personal health and your self-care. And I mean prioritize. I mean, they are sacred and precious cows. This is non-negotiable. I think you'll be able to rebound from funks much easier. And I think there's a lot of research that shows that as well. I know you know this already, but regular self-care, including eating healthy foods and exercising regularly, are not optional items on our to-do list. And I know that those are the first things to go. I talk to so many high-performing executives and leaders that it's like, okay, I've got this to-do list. I've got all these things. Okay, what can I take off? Well, forget going to the gym. Yeah, it's 3:00. I haven't had lunch. Let me grab a candy bar out of the vending machine at work or wherever, or you know, stop at the store and get something that will give me comfort. Unfortunately, that is the worst thing, obviously, we can do, and it is not optional. So those are not the first thing to check off. Neither is finding time to connect with something deeper inside of ourselves on a regular basis. That's not optional, because what we know about humans is that we have a need for meaning and purpose. And so we treat these things as optional. They aren't optional. They're essential to fulfilling this container, which is mind, body, soul, all contained in one, and nurturing it in order to be able to perform and to do all of these things that we do. So I know this sounds like preachy and it sounds like, okay, yeah, Janet, I already know that. However, whatever you're placing before your physical and spiritual self-care rituals will only be enriched when you are healthy, centered, connected, and grounded. So you know this. So who is it up to make it a priority? Put this on your calendar and make these things self-care priorities. This is your vessel. If this is not a priority, I don't know what is. So that's another thing to keep in mind as a strategy to keep that groove going. The third thing, and this one is going back to that whole concept of meaning and how we as humans have a need to have meaning in our lives, to have a purpose, to have a why, and to be connected to that, is revisiting your why. And so it's create a personal purpose statement so that you can go back to that when you're feeling out of your groove and remind yourself what the bigger picture is. Because I think the bigger picture is what we lose sight of when we get into a funk. Revisit your why and have a clear statement about what you intend and what you want to contribute to the world. And when you look at that, it reminds you of your bigger purpose and the bigger impact you want to have versus just this funky state you're feeling. Because really, when you think about it, when we're in a funk, we're overwhelmed by a feeling. And what can snap us out of that is to move out of that emotional state and go back and attach ourselves to something greater. And that something greater is what's our purpose? What's our why? Why are we doing all of this? And that can lift us out of the fog in the moment. And so when you're doing that, ask yourself, who are you at your best? And what do you contribute to the world? Create this purpose statement that reminds you about a deeper meaning in who you are. So for example, my purpose statement, you know, I was tasked to write this purpose statement years ago when I was going through coach training, because one of the things we talk about during, you know, 6 months to a year of coach training of, you know, how to be an effective coach is really, really aligning to your purpose. So, you know, what are you here to do? And making it something bigger than yourself and bigger than even this world. And so what I had come up with, and I know this may sound grandiose to you, or it may sound corny, but it sounds just right to me. And that's the purpose of this. It's what sounds right to you. And for me, my deeper purpose and my deeper meaning statement is this. I am the alchemist here to help people transform their lives to gold. So revisiting that in my mind, I am the alchemist and I'm here to help people transform their lives to gold. Kind of shakes your psyche almost, because it shakes me back to, okay, I'm not Janet. I'm just not this tired person, overwhelmed. I'm here for something greater. And whatever that is for you, when you can reconnect to that, that's a get out of the funk inducer. So it helps summon the best part of yourself. And then finally, the fourth one I would say is, you know, sometimes we just need to take a regroup and a soul search break. There are times when all the counter trigger planning, all the purpose revisiting, and all the self-care just doesn't cut it. I mean, we are in a permanent funk. We've lost that groove. And I've been there. I know many of you have been there. I've talked to so many people who have been there. And those are the times in our lives when we just know that we need to make a change, that we need to make a big change. And maybe we need to reprioritize things. And only then will we get that groove back. And you know what I'm talking about, whether it's you need to leave a job, whether you need to make a big decision personally, something with relationships, whatever it is. There are those times where the only way we're going to get our groove back is when we stop what we're doing and do some deeper soul searching. I know for me, I've had that as well. When I was on the corporate ladder climbing track, as I call it, several years ago, I found myself at a personal crisis point where I needed to just take a break. And this was many years ago. And I just needed to take a break and do some deeper soul searching. And I did. And I spent a couple of days just really reflecting, you know, just taking long walks, revisiting with myself, meditating, whatever works for you. But doing some serious reflection on what was important, what I really wanted, and who I was at my best. And I had to come to terms with whether my current situation and the current things I was doing were in alignment with those. And what resulted, right, was I came up with a plan and a manifesto to make some big changes and to actually live more in alignment with who I was and what was most important to me. And it's not that anything that I was doing at the time was bad. It's just, I was in a funk. It was time for a change. And so I know you know what I'm talking about. And I know many of you, because so many of you share with me and send me notes, et cetera, about that funky feeling where you know it's time to make a change. So I would say to you, it's time perhaps to do some serious soul searching if you can't get out of the funk and get your groove back. Taking a break to reevaluate where you are, who you are, and what you want to create is critical. And it's critical to ensure that you're not just going through the motions and that you're staying true to your internal compass regularly. Only you have the answers to what makes your soul sing and to what depletes it. And I would say stop avoiding those answers, because you don't want to lose your groove permanently. So I wanted to just in this episode to talk about those four strategies. Let me go over them again. Identify your triggers and plan a counter trigger is one. Practice regular non-negotiable self-care is two. Create a personal purpose statement and keep looking at it and referring to it is three. And then finally, if all else fails and you still can't get that groove back, take a regroup and a soul search break. Practicing these strategies should help with getting your groove back when you're in a funk or when you're burnt out. Thanks for listening. You know, if you ever need any assistance with your personal soul search, let me know, because I offer a group workshop, soul search sessions, for people who are in that point, that groove losing point where they can't get it back, and they really need to do some deep soul searching and aren't sure where to start. And it's a program that I walk a group of people through, where you really do some deeper self-reflection about who you are, what you contribute, what you want to create in this world, and kind of what your next thing is. So if that is at all interesting to you, you feel free to reach out to me and I can let you know. I'm not sure. I think the next one is coming up sometime next year. I think it's in 2023. I think it's in March, but reach out to me and I can send you some information when it's available. So I think in our contemporary world, it's easy. It's so easy to lose sight of the deeper meaning and connection we seek in our lives. Being at our best and being in our groove depends on us taking quality time to find our groove, to find who we are at our best, and to preserve it, and to keep growing and keep evolving. So thanks for listening. I hope you got your groove back, or at least got some tips to get your groove back. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this. Every single moment, you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause and make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.